coach on the road, final home game of the season with the White Sox, visit with the MLB stars of the game, and I got my man Benintendi. How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Just fine. So, I mean, season been a little disappointing this year for you guys, but how would you reflect over this whole?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, obviously it didn't go the way we wanted to. You know, it started off early on, but, you know, I think this clubhouse has stayed together through the whole thing, and I still think there's positives to take from it. Still, you know, 162 games, you learn a lot about yourself, and we've been through a lot of adversity, obviously, this year, and can only come back stronger from that.
And, of course, Major League season is an emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. 162 games by itself. I mean, what were the most challenging feats you found for this season?
No, I mean, I think just, you know, there was a couple, you know, losing streaks we went through. I mean, I think, 21 games. And, you know, it's, like you said, it's an emotional roller coaster, but, you know, you try to stay even keeled and try to, you know, keep the same, you know, mindset every single day and realizing that each day is a new day. And when you really just focus on, you know, a game at a time, a day at a time, it makes it easier. But yeah, obviously this year's been it's been tough for all of us in here. But I think this group has really stayed together.
You know, I know having coached college ball, high school ball, summer travel ball, that you have some tough seasons, but you got to put it behind you and move on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that, you know, everybody in here will, you know, probably take a week to reflect and then completely forget about it. I mean, at least I know I will. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not always going to bounce your way. You know, in the end, if you're not in the playoffs, it's, you know, whether you win 75, 80 games or 40 games, I mean, it's, you're not in the playoffs and that's the end goal. So, you know, when you can kind of simplify it like that, it makes it a little easier.
You know, I know my experience coaching. I have some great teams, some good teams, and some teams that were great, but the chemistry just didn't flow. But off the field, when the game was over, they were some characters. Win, lose, or draw. Y'all experience that in this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good thing about this team is that, you know, regardless of winning or losing, I think, you know, off the field, everybody, you know, would hang out, whether it be in hotel rooms, just hanging. And, you know, we got obviously football on now, so you know, guys will watch games together. We got fantasy football going, so there's things to take our mind off of, you know, everything that's being, you know, everything that's going on this year.
And I don't think the fans understand that part of it. I mean, off the field, it's still alive, it's still with the team, bunch of characters, comical stuff to go on. Being a coach, I know about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think, you know, in the end, this is, you know, like you said, we are, you know, humans. We have lives off the field, and, you know, we don't do this 24/7. I mean, we, you know, come to the field, get our work in, play the game, then, you know, guys got families, kids, and, you know, things that in the end probably mean a little bit more. I mean, obviously family, but, yeah, I mean, it's been, I mean, it's been fun in some ways, and I think you got to kind of look back and just kind of hone in on those.
Yeah. And then again, once again, the fans will understand that when you say it's been fun, been losing, but it's still been fun among you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, like you said. I mean, the season's so long that, you know, you have to find ways to have fun, especially in a season like this. And, you know, if you don't, you'll drive yourself crazy. So whenever we can, we take the opportunity to do that.
Okay, so speaking of fun, you know, you guys went through a lot of rookies this year. So how many rookies you get a rookie treatment to?
Honestly, they outnumber us, so... you know, we've had some fun. I mean, as far as like bus rides and, you know, none of them can sing. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'm just for the issue.
Yeah. None of them can sing, but, you know, it's always fun to kind of get them out of their comfort zone and put them in a position where they're not really comfortable. But, you know, everybody here did a great job with that.
Okay. They couldn't sing. What about dance?
We didn't have anybody dance, but maybe we still got one more trip, so maybe we'll see what happens on this one.
And we got the getaway, you know, today is getaway day. I mean, rookies going to get that dress-up day.
No, we did that. We already did that. Yeah, we did that. You know, everybody dressed up as, you know, mascots of an NFL team. You know, there's only so much we can do now, but, yeah, they did a good job. I mean, I think we had 20 total and with some first-year coaches and obviously players that did that. It was fun.
Last question. I mean, what is this off season going to be like for you?
Probably just take a little time off just to get healthy and kind of recoup, but then get right back to it. Like, you know, every off season, I think typically I take around, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks off, and I'll start kind of getting back into it and start swinging around November. But, yeah, just kind of relax, see family, catch up with people I haven't seen in a long time, and go from there.
Because I'm sure you look forward to that reset.
No doubt. I think we all are. Yeah.
Coach, with my man, Ben Attini.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep. I'm Julian Green from Kansas City, Missouri. It was fun playing down here. It was just different down here. Game was quicker. That's it. I got to be a part of this team through an email. That's how I found out. Then I went to the website, signed up, everything. Got down here, played baseball. I really didn't know what it was going to be like before I got here. Got down here. Everybody was having fun, so it was easy to just go with the flow. Friend here is Desmond from Philadelphia. I didn't know him before I got here. Met him late first day.